Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brad Kaminsk. Batting eighth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gary Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The DH, Rick Shook. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting 8th. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting 9th. The third baseman, Doug Strange. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Tanana. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Firmin hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pettis bunts towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kaminsk strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Shue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Ward. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Furman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Strange is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kaminsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaminsk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaminsk. Ward reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shue is 0 for 1 in the game. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doug Strange is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 0 for 2 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. 2 outs. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien hits a pop-up into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0 for 2 in the game. Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Pettis. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Brown applying the tag. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Ward moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shue is 0 for 2 in the game. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tanana fires to first and has Snyder trapped. There's the throw to Trammell, who tags Snyder for the out. Two outs. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kaminsk is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaminsk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Doug Strange, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Young pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joel Skinner now catching. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Trammell. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Furman is 0 for 3 in the game. Furman hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Hinzo pinch runs for Brooke Jacoby. Mike Henman now pitching. Deion James pinch hits for Corey Snyder. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Aguayo now playing third base. Deion James now playing left field. Joe Carter now playing right field. Steve Olin now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn pinch hits for Rick Shook. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lynn strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kaminsk is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaminsk hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Doug Strange is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Strange is 0-for-3 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pettis is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Pettis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Furman is 0-for-4 in the game. Furman bunts towards the mound. Henman fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carter is walked intentionally. Paul Gibson now pitching. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Brown moves to third. 2 outs. Luis Aguayo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Aguayo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Whitaker is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kaminsk is 0-for-4 in the game. Kaminsk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Strange. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Kaminsk. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Kaminsk steals second. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Mike Brumley pinch runs for Fred Lynn. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brumley moves to third. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Ken Williams. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bergman is walked intentionally. Heath moves to second. Doug Strange is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Strange is 0-for-4 in the game. Strange strikes out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pettis is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Pettis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brumley scores. Heath moves to third. Bergman moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.